Welcome back to Beyond Classified. I'm Chris Matthew. Today, my guest is Zach Hubbard. He's an author, researcher, and creator of Gematria FX Sports and Gematria FX News. Zach, welcome back. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Always a fascinating conversation when you come on. We keep sliding deeper and deeper into bizarro land each day and each week. Now we have evil Uncle Omicron terrorizing all the little boys and girls, and half a nation of brainwashed zombies ready to inject their children with an immune system destroying experiment. Lots to cover today, and I thought we could do kind of a year review in Gematria, because you look at all this and basically every event through the lens of Gematria. And for those that really aren't familiar with your work, I really advise them to go check out our many previous interviews and your shows on your channels to get a clear idea of the basics of Gematria. But basically, it's a way to decode reality through an ancient numerical decoding system, right?
Indeed. Indeed.
So, I mean, what could you get, if you could sum it up basically in a couple of, you know, sentences in a brief way, how would you describe Gematria?
Again, it's the ancient practice of coding numbers into words and pairing words together that have, you know, natural relationships. For example, you know, it's not arbitrary that Gavin Newsom, when he locked down California, being the first governor to lock down his state, said, in 8 weeks, 56% of California will have coronavirus, a very specific prediction, 56%. And of course, 8 weeks is 56 days in Gematria. Coronavirus equals 56. So does COVID vaccine, 56. Gavin Newsom equals 56. And he's a member of the Society of Jesus. Of course, Society of Jesus is also 56. So again, when you learn this knowledge, you pick up on the patterns. Through the whole first year of the pandemic, the governors that we saw the most of were Jesuit-educated Gavin Newsom and, of course, Jesuit-educated Andrew Cuomo in New York, who was the 56th governor of New York as well. And we also, of course, saw a lot of Donald Trump, Jesuit-educated himself, who went to Fordham exactly 56 years before the pandemic was declared. And it wasn't arbitrary that he declared the state of emergency for COVID on the date he did, Friday, March 13th, 2020, because that was a date with 56 numerology. So again, if you have this knowledge, you'll see through so many things. One of the biggest jokes of the year, Jeff Bezos going to space.
That was on my list. Oh, yeah.
In a penis rocket, literally in a penis rocket, just like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, and from Mike Myers' birthday, who played Dr. Evil, to Jeff Bezos' dick rocket. That was 56 days later. 56 days. So,
well, while we're on Bezos's dick rocket, is there anything else that we can talk about that's connecting this one?
Do you mean the dick rocket?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, sure. So that was July 20th, 2021, the day he went on the launch. And of course, that's the anniversary of the moon landing, and the first man to walk on the moon. His name is Neil Alden Armstrong, which equals 201. And if you write out the Jesuit order, it equals 201. And Order of Illuminati equals 201, which was founded by Adam Weishaupt, who ended up dying in history 201 days after the anniversary of its establishment. This year, when Amazon had its great big outage, which was Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, that was 201 days after the first ever Ignatian year was declared, which is this year, and it began on May 20th, which is the day in history Ignatius of Loyola was shot by a cannonball. It's also why Nick Cannon was in the news on that day. Supposedly his child died. But Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, his name equals 201. He died prematurely in the year 1556. You'll see the numbers 201 and 56 come together a lot because they're numbers of this Jesuit cabal. And again, in the language of Gematria, it's clearly expressed. Keep in mind the Jesuits, they're Catholic and they're Jewish. And that's because the Protestant Reformation brought them together because it was targeting Catholicism and Talmudic Judaism. But the most important teaching in Jewish mysticism, by the way, Jewish mysticism equals 201, is Kabbalah, where its physical model is the tree of life, which equals 56. So again and again, you'll see 56 and 201 come together. Just like event 201 was the coronavirus pandemic simulation. And then 56 days after that was the first case of coronavirus in the world, where again, coronavirus is 56. So I think
it's either they're like they're moving too fast, or they're trying to follow this gematria too closely, or they're making too many mistakes because you know, too many people are waking up, and the shit that they're doing is so ridiculous sometimes. I've just through this all, I've had more of close friends, family, and just strangers that I've never met that I talk to every day, just waking up to the nonsense that's going on. What do you think is going on? Do you think they're making mistakes? They're moving too fast, trying to kind of adhere to this doctrine that they're going off of?
Well, I like your perspective on things because mine is different. But yeah, let's just go with your optimism and say that they are moving too fast and is going to wake up people. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't say the same for my sister. I can't get her to think about anything. She just writes it all off in an instant, goes out and gets her latest booster shot. But
oh man.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've noticed a lot of people, especially in the past few months, since they're trying to push these extra boosters and things of that nature, that they're just like, no, this just doesn't seem right. So, you know, I'm hopeful about that. But while we're looking at some of the nonsense of last year, some of the things that stick out in my mind, I'll go through a few of them. Let's start with the Travis Scott concert. That was very interesting to me. There was seemed to be a lot of strange occult aspects going on around that. The causes of death were very strange and ominous. Did you do any kind of decoding on that one?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to it. So we're talking about 56. That happened on Remember the 5th of November, which is the day leaving 56 days left in the year, associated with Guy Fawkes, the Jesuit, who tried to blow up British Parliament on that day in 1605. Mm. Of course, one of the most famous hip hop albums ever to come out on that date was Tupac on the Cross, the Machiavelli album. He died at age 25. That concert tragedy was 25 years to the day. And again, Society of Jesus equals 56, Tupac on the Cross like Jesus on the Machiavelli album. And Travis Scott's stage was a huge cross. And in gematria, if you write out, what was it called? Astro World. Yeah, Astro World.
Yeah.
Astro World has gematria of 170, like the word sacrifice. From the day that album came out to the concert was 170 weeks later on the nose. So that album released exactly 170 weeks before the tragedy. And what was something that stood out to me is initially what they reported is that a lot of people felt that they were pricked with something and it caused them to collapse. And what stood out to me is just 3 days before that, on November 2nd, which was the anniversary of Anthony Fauci, the Jesuit who went to Holy Cross, becoming the head of NIH. By the way, Anthony Fauci equals 56. But on that day, November 2nd, that was the day they said at the CDC in a meeting that lasted from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., they approved the vaccine for 11 to 5-year-olds. And they said by the end of the week, which was Friday, 11-5, everybody should be able to get their child vaccinated nationwide. So I thought that was interesting in light of them reporting that so many young people were at the concert and they felt like they got pricked before they collapsed. So I thought, is this arbitrary or is, you know, this is just another riddle here right in front of our face? And then of course, just days later, the rapper Young Dolph was shot in Memphis. And what's interesting is on the day of the concert tragedy, he posted to his Instagram a highlight reel between Houston and Memphis in college basketball. And of course, the tragedy happened in Houston. He's in Memphis, not far away. But that Young Dolph, he posted earlier in the year on July 20th, he posted a picture of himself doing the Illuminati triangle around his eye. And he wrote something along the lines of Paper Route Illuminati. His record label is Paper Route Empire, which equals 201. But he wrote Paper Route Illuminati, money, family, sacrifices. To make money, you got to make sacrifices, something like that. He posted that on the 201st day of the year, the same day Jeff Bezos blasted off in his penis rocket. And then what's funny is he's a black guy with the name Adolf. And I got to imagine there's not a lot of black guys that have been named Adolf in the post-World War II era.
Right.
But he died in history or he died this year, 201 days after the anniversary of Adolf Hitler's death. And by the way, Adolf Hitler died at age 56, and Adolf Hitler equals 56. And a lot of people think he was protected by the Catholic Church and the Jesuits, which I would say is entirely possible. And keep in mind, he died in April, the only month that equals 56. And another president who was blamed for a war, Lincoln, died in a theater at age 56. And we call him Honest Abe, even though he pretty much turned America into a total fascist state. But anyway, he died 201 days after the anniversary of Adolf Hitler. And if you look up the plot to assassinate Hitler in history that supposedly failed, that was July 20th, the 201st day of the year, which means his post was 201 days or on the anniversary of the Adolf Hitler assassination. Plus Travis Scott, who had just had the tragedy, his birthday is April 30th, which is Adolf Hitler's death anniversary, which is 201 days before young Dolph died. And then the other thing is, young Dolph, his first album was called King of Memphis. And for people out there, I just want to get on the record straight. I don't listen to young Dolph's music. I think this music's trash, but I did do my research. I'd be embarrassed if you thought I listened to young Dolph. But anyway, the point is, his first album was called King of Memphis. And of course, Martin Luther King Jr. was killed in Memphis in 68. Now, from the release of that album to his death, young Dolph's, was 68 months later. And something we've been clued into is this year, the March Madness Tournament Championship will be on the anniversary of the MLK killing. And Memphis is a top-ranked team. And this is their 68th basketball season. And in gematria, basketball equals 68. So does Catholicism. So does mathematics. And keep in mind, the first ever March Madness was won by the Catholic school of Villanova over the Jesuit program, Georgetown. But so anyway, we were already clued into this Memphis 68 thing. Then young Dolph dies right at the beginning of college basketball season. And then on the day of the Houston tragedy, the one thing that he had uploaded was a highlight reel of an old game between Memphis and Houston. So again, all of these things are Jesuit ritual. It goes to show who controls these entertainers. And they're putting their clues out on their social media for what the next move is, what the next domino is to fall, if you will.
Well, while we're kind of on this celebrity road, is there any other kind of celebrities that stuck out this year that had any type of gematria connections or symbolism that they were putting out there, or other connections that you've noticed?
We've covered so many this year. It's just like my brain fries because I don't.
Well,
even know
let's talk with the ones that really stick out for you. Some of these really douchebag celebrities.
Here, you know what? Help me out. What are some that are on your mind?
And well, Tom Hanks has been on my mind actually. Has there anything come up with him?
Sure. Okay. So Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is born in 56. First celebrity to get coronavirus. What was Tom Hanks doing when he got coronavirus? He was filming a movie about Elvis. And what did Elvis do in 1956? Well, Elvis got the polio vaccine on live TV October 28th, 1956, which was Bill Gates' first birthday and Jonas Salk's 42nd birthday. And Elvis got the polio vaccine exactly 42 weeks after his birthday. When vaccine equals 42, that's why the coronavirus vaccine, the first vaccinations in the world, supposedly Maggie Keenan, which equals 56, and William Shakespeare, that was on Bill Gates's 42nd day of his age. Tom Hanks just had his co-star from Bosom Buddies die, and I'd have to go back and look at it, but that ritual was completely synced with Tom Hanks, and yeah, so that was one of them. His Bosom Buddies co-star died this year. And back then they used to dress up as women. If you've never seen Bosom Buddies, that was before my time, so I didn't see it. But they used to dress up as women. And it just kind of reminds me that Caitlyn Jenner equals 201 in his show, or her show. I Am Kate equals 56, just another combination of that 56-201. But there's more. But you know, Bob Dole just died by the numbers. And they had Tom Hanks. They had Tom Hanks do the eulogy for Bob Dole. It's like, why would they get Tom Hanks to do that? But what's interesting about how they chose Tom Hanks to do that is when Tom Hanks did the eulogy for Bob Dole, it was 204 days after the Ignatian year began. And his full name, Thomas Jeffrey Hanks, equals 204. And keep in mind, in 2016, the movie Inferno from the Da Vinci Code series released about a billionaire wanting to depopulate the world with a virus, starring Tom Hanks. And that movie came out on Bill Gates's birthday, and it runs 201 in length, 2 hours, 1 minute. And right after that, on November 22nd of all days, the anniversary of the JFK assassination, Barack Obama put medals, by the way, Obama won the 56th U.S. presidential election, kind of like how he has the same birthday as Lori Lightfoot, the Chicago mayor, who's the 56th mayor. By the way, the first two cases of coronavirus were in Seattle and Chicago. The first two confirmed cases in the world outside of China were Seattle and Chicago, where Tom Hanks stars in Sleepless in Seattle, where he starts in Chicago, but his wife dies from illness, causing him to move out to Seattle. But, Barack Obama, at the same ceremony on November 22nd, he put presidential medals of freedom around the necks of Bill Gates and Tom Hanks in the exact same ceremony right after that Inferno movie came out on Bill Gates's birthday. So, yeah, there's just so much stuff with Tom Hanks.
Well, before we move on, I don't want to spend too much time on celebrity bullshit, but before we move on from that, there's a movie that just came out recently on Netflix, Don't Look Up, that a lot of people in this kind of community are buzzing about a little bit. I'm wondering if you've done any, if you've had a look at it at all and have any thoughts about it.
I've gotten a lot of requests to look into it, and I have not seen it yet, so unfortunately, no.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to that one. So let's move on to Kyle Rittenhouse. What do you think happened with this, and what are some of your thoughts of the deeper situation there?
Yeah, so again, just another example of 56 and 201. Look at all this. So his lawyer's name, I believe it was Mark Richards, equals 201. And the judge is Jesuit educated. He went to Marquette in Milwaukee, just right there next to Kenesha. And in Gematria, the Jesuit order equals the judge's name and Kyle Rittenhouse. That shooting was also on the corner of 56th Street. And remember, 56th Street was on fire because Black Lives Matter burned it down. Black Lives Matter equals 56. This is after the George Perry Floyd death. George Perry Floyd equals 201. And his death was in the exact same fashion as Adama Traore's, which created protests in France. Adama Traore died on the 201st day of 2016. George Floyd dies 201 weeks later. And again, Adama Traore was in Paris, France, which equals 56, which is the original home of the Jesuits. So Kyle Rittenhouse, again, his name equals the judge's name equals the Jesuit order. His attorney, his name is 201. This was going on. This trial was going on at the same time as the Ahmaud Arbery trial. So Kyle Rittenhouse gets off for the killings. Meanwhile, in the Ahmaud Arbery, and remember, Kyle Rittenhouse supposedly shot three people. In the Ahmaud Arbery trial, supposedly three people were found guilty for his killing, and they were found guilty on what would have been the 201st day of Ahmaud Arbery's age. Now, Ahmaud Arbery was in Georgia, and Kyle Rittenhouse was in Wisconsin, and both of these trials started during the World Series, which was all about the Braves, who went from Milwaukee to Atlanta, and at the beginning of this year, Hank Aaron died after getting vaccinated. And from Hank Aaron breaking the home run record of Babe Ruth from the anniversary of that day to the start of the World Series was 201 days later. And the man who was the World Series MVP, Jorge Soler, whose name equals 56, was born on the 56th day of the year. And there's so much more to say about all this stuff. But the thing is, from the baseball game being rigged to these trials being rigged in Jesuit ritual, it's the same number and it's all connected. And keep in mind, right after that, you have the Waukesha, Wisconsin. You had the Christmas. For some reason, there was a Christmas parade in November, but you had the Christmas parade November tragedy in Waukesha, where all of the original details of the story broke out of the mayor's office that's located at 201. That's the building number for the mayor's office in Waukesha, 201. And then the story came out that the Jesuit-educated district attorney had released Daryl Brooks from jail, who then decided to run over everybody in his red Ford Explorer that was also in his rap video. Guess what? Daryl Brooks equals 201. Now, I don't know that anything really happened in Waukesha, but the thing is, the next Green Bay Packers football game was Aaron Charles Rodgers. Of course, their quarterback, Aaron Charles Rodgers equals 201. That was his 201st regular season game. And let's not forget the Packers. When you think Packers, you think Vince Lombardi, Jesuit educated, who died unexpectedly at Jesuit Georgetown the day before the 51st NFL season began. And all this stuff is just contrived Jesuit theater to divide and conquer and get people worked up. And again, I mean, that's why it's a Christmas tragedy, right? Christmas, Jesus, the Society of Jesus, all of this is just contrived crap.
Now, so many would say, like, it's impossible to coordinate all these numbers with these events. You know, how are they doing this? At what levels are they coordinating this? At what levels is this, you know, so compartmentalized that, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, but they're still passing on information to do this in some sort of manner that fits this gematria code? I mean, do you have any kind of deeper understanding since you first started working with this of how this all works and comes together?
I don't think it's hard. I don't, for all people that say stuff like that, I just totally disregard it and think that these people have small minds and can't do basic math and can't get around their heads around the idea that the Jesuits are a network of tens of thousands of men. I mean, that's a lot of people. So we're looking at these rituals. Well, when you have an international alliance of men who are working to control humanity for the interests of the church, it's not that hard to comprehend. And get a load of this. Waukesha, in history, that's an important place in football history. The first ever forward pass in football history was thrown in Waukesha by St. Louis University, the Jesuit school. Now, with regards to that, St. Louis University, ESPN back in 2016 made a huge ordeal when Tom Brady got his 201st career win over the St. Louis Rams. They had a huge front page story about it. You know, they had a special on ESPN. They made a big deal about his 201st win. Not his 200th, his 201st. And consider, Tom Brady got his first ever career win over the Indianapolis Colts, the only city in America that has 201 gematria. This year, on Saturnalia, Pope Francis's birthday, the center for the Colts, Ryan Patrick Kelly, whose name equals 201, 201 days after his birthday, his child died. And again, that's the first day of Saturnalia, which is the ancient Roman festival about sacrificing, well, making sacrifices to Saturn. And when you write out Saturn worship, it equals 201. When you write out sacrifice to Saturn, it equals 201. The next day, the Colts win their game, putting the game away with 201 on the clock. And for the person who say, well, that's impossible, go back and watch the highlight. The guy's clearly in the end zone with 202. They tick down the clock one more second so that it sits on 201. They should have stopped the clock at 202, but they tick it down one more second to 201. Again, it just shows you they're paying tribute to the number rituals. Keep in mind, Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, is also born on July 20th, the 201st day of the year. Keep in mind, Tom Brady was born in 1977, 201 years after this country was born, which is also 201 years after the Illuminati was established. And keep in mind, this year, Joe Biden had him come meet at the White House on the 201st day of the year after he had 201 yards passing in the game, according to his box score. And that was the same day the NBA Bucks in Milwaukee. Remember, the Milwaukee Bucks led the NBA protest after the Kenosha shooting of Kyle Rittenhouse, which ended up being a 201 ritual. Then the Bucks win the NBA Finals on the 201st day of the year. So again, it's just a big army and alliance of Jesuits planning out their rituals. Again, think about it this way. Every day, there are so many different TV shows that are being written and scripted, so many new movies, books. All of this fiction is being created to entertain people every day. Who's to say at the same time, there's not just another network of people just making the news stories for you to watch to control your mind. So you next thing you know, you're going and getting three jabs up your ass you don't need that are fattening the pockets of all these Jesuit scumbags that run these pharmaceutical companies. So again, for all the people, my advice to all the people who think that this can't be done is please do go out and get the jabs and participate in what Bill Gates said in his 2010 TED Talk, Innovating to Zero, about how we need to reduce population and we can do a good job at doing that if we do it with the vaccines. Because honestly, man, I don't think we need you around. I think all you guys are dead weight and dragging us all to hell. Again, this stuff's not complicated. It's elementary math. A network of tens of thousands of people can achieve a lot.
For sure, man. You just got to pay attention to this stuff. It's right in front of you. Let's talk about January 6th, the Capitol storming. What you got on that one?
Okay. So what happened June 19th? I bet you can guess what numbers I'm going to talk about, but here, check it out. June 19th, Albert Pike's statue falls. The only Confederate statue in D.C. who accords this very important, prominent American Scottish Rite Freemason. From the day his statue fell, June 19th, to the day of the insurrection, January 6th, was 201 days later. And guess what the word Confederate equals? It equals 201. And what day was Albert Pike's birthday? December 29th, where 1229 is the 201st prime. And if you've ever seen Albert Pike's letter about the three world wars, that was written on August 15th, 1871, which is the Jesuit birthday. The Jesuit Order 201. And by the way, that their shining achievement of the World War so far is the State of Israel, which equals 201, sheds light on why David Ben-Gurion, who declared Israel a nation, died 201 days after the anniversary of its establishment. Also sheds light on why Netanyahu stepped down last year on June 13th, the day leaving 201 days left in the year. Not to mention on Israel's 50th birthday, that was the concluding episode of Seinfeld, and Jerry Seinfeld equals 201. Of course, that's Larry David's show, and in his latest episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, he has his character put the phone up in the screen while the time's 201. Not arbitrary. And not to mention, right after the insurrection, Trump got impeached for the second time, which came exactly 56 weeks after the first impeachment. So,
wow, man. Now, I want to go back to something that you kind of touched on earlier with young children getting vaccines. I've heard that there are certain school districts sending out these, you know, little memos and newsletters to school employees and teachers saying that they should be ready for cardiac events in young children. And this has never, you know, been a thing before. First of all, have you heard about this, and have you had any thoughts on it?
I have. I heard that a nurse recently tweeted out that she just saw in her 20-some years of working in hospitals the first ever 8-year-old dying from a heart attack, and, you know, they'd gotten the jab. And I see today CNN's front page this morning, one of their headlines was that there are no serious harmful side effects known for young children getting the vaccine. It's like, why do you even need to put out a headline like that? And we know they're always reporting lies and telling people the exact opposite. And by the way, just with regards to the number games, on the Pope's birthday this year, Saturnalia, Pfizer said that, so just think about this, they already got their vaccine approved for ages 5 to 11. But the way Pfizer framed it on the Pope's birthday is they said they're now working for their vaccine on ages 5 to 2. So it's like, well, wait a minute, you already have the vaccine for age 5. So on the Pope's birthday, you're going to announce ages 5 to 2? Well, I get the joke. Because in Gematria, Pope equals 52. So does Earth. The Pope rules over the Earth in the Catholic mindset. The calendar we're on, the Gregorian calendar, is a 52-week year named after a Pope. So Pfizer, on Pope's birthday, said they're now working on the vaccine for ages 5 to 2.
Wow. Well, now, since we're getting into this territory, let's get into Omicron, one of the big ones for this year. I know that there's a lot of occult symbolism behind this, and there's a lot going on that they want to push with Omicron. So what are your thoughts behind Omicron?
Sure. So Omicron, they said, came from the Black Continent, Africa. And of course, they gave us the news on Black Friday. Oh, okay. I mean, you got to be brain dead to not see through this stuff, which most people are, so they don't see it at all. And then what's funny is if you look up Omicron, it's the 15th Greek letter. And in Greek, the word counting system, instead of being called gematria, it's called isopsephy. That's why Revelation 13, 18, about 666 is a Greek isopsephy riddle. But the numerical value of Omicron in isopsephy is 70. And if you run the alphabetic order in reverse, instead of coronavirus and COVID vaccine both being 56, they become 70. And there's been a lot of rituals with 56 and 70, like Sanjay Gupta got his COVID vaccine on live TV 56 days after his birthday on a 70-day numerology. Kamala Harris got it on TV 70 days after her birthday while she was 56. And so anyhow, you've noticed the headlines everywhere with Omicron and 70. They've come out with like 10 different stories about Omicron and 70. It's spreading 70 times more fast. It's 70% less deadly. They've just come up with so many things that they put in the headlines about 70 and Omicron. And then just yesterday and the day before, they were having to retract that 70% of the cases in America are now Omicron. They said, actually, it's only 20%. So that should make everybody go, well, wait a minute. How were you reporting for a week that it was 70% of cases when in fact it's just 20%? And knowing that, who's to say that, you know, there is even an Omicron? How much of this stuff is just completely made up and fabricated? And the other thing about Omicron is it's a star in Pisces. And I forget off the top of my head, but the name of the specific constellation that it's in equals 201, go figure. But what's funny about Pisces is when the news broke, the Pfizer CEO came out and he said, we can have a new vaccine ready for Omicron in 100 days. And from the day he said that to 100 days later is in the time of Pisces, which is March 6th. So if we end up getting an Omicron vaccine on March 6th, just remember that'll be 100 days after his statement, again, in Pisces. What would be interesting about that is March 6th, as we write it in the U.S., is 3-6, and 666 is the 36th triangular number, and all the Omicron news broke exactly 666 days after the World Health Organization declared COVID an international public emergency, which was January 30th, 2020. The very next day, the UK had their first case of coronavirus confirmed, and then their first case of Omicron was exactly 666 days after that. And again, that goes back to Clade X. Clade X was the pandemic simulation. May 15th, 2018, 2 years to the day of Operation Warp Speed, that was exactly 666 days before the pandemic was declared. And Sumerian gematria is where you multiply the alphabetic order times six. Vaccination is 666, mandatory 666, computer 666, internet 666. It reminds that this new 5G rollout that's about to happen will happen on the 666th day of the pandemic, January 5th. And then that goes back to the beginning of the pandemic when our U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 6666. It had one extra six in it. The contact tracing bill, where the government partnered up with Google and Apple to, you know, keep surveillance over the populace using our phones. Are we obeying the curfews? Are we gathering in large numbers? So again, you see how all of this stuff really comes together when you pay attention to this, how coordinated it is. Big tech, big pharma, big government, building the big surveillance state where we can't even have sovereignty over our own bodies. And it also reminds that at the beginning of the pandemic, Microsoft came out with that new patent technology that ended with 60606. And that was about putting something in your body that monitors your rate of work. So, I mean, you can really see how all of this is coming together and what the future is for us. I've recently said, is the normalization of face tattoos, is the normalization of face tattoos so that soon we can just accept the mark right on our forehead, like it's out of the Bible. It either goes on your hand or your forehead. And it was a couple months back. CNN's front page was a little kid with the hand on the forehead getting their temperature read by one of those guns like you get at the store if you want to enter. And I was like, look at the symbolism of that. I mean, it's so obvious what they're saying. They're saying this generation right here, this is what they're going to do. I mean, it's really all of us, but there's people need to understand the stuff that they do right now. It's mostly targeted at the people growing up who are young and impressionable. I mean, if you're 5 years old right now, the last year of your life, when your brain's starting to take everything in, this is what the world is now to you. Wearing a mask, being super afraid of germs, having your forehead scanned. I mean, you know, this is the world this is the new world. And by the way, this whole new world order, keep in mind these Jesuits, it's the first time ever you have a Jesuit. Well, it's the first ever Jesuit Pope, but he's also from the new world. And at the same time, the first ever superior general of the Jesuits is also from the New World. So you got these New World Pope and Superior General at like clearly the biggest New World Jesuit takeover there ever was. Not to mention the word Jesuit equals 21. The plural is 22, but Jesuit 21, here we are in the 21st century. You know what I mean? Think about how what happened in 2001. Knock those zeros out of the middle of it. 2-1, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not hard to see what's going on. So
now, to me and a few others that I've spoken to, it seems like this Omicron is somewhat like a maybe possible like huge final push. I don't know, final push, but they're trying to ramp it up to get as many people to get these boosters and all this bullshit as possible. But I also look at it as they're so backed into a corner and just trying to, you know, throw everything they can at us, and they've run out of shit to throw that sticks. So they're throwing like Q-tips and pillows and shit that doesn't do anything. And you know, they can't, I don't know how they can, if this Omicron variant doesn't work, what else are they going to do to try and push for these boosters? Do you think this is their final push, or they always got something next up their sleeve?
Well, here's what I can tell you from my sweet lady. I'm sad to say this, but you know, she's going to school right now, and she's been doing her internship at a pharmacy. And she said after the Omicron news, people were just funneling in for the vaccine. She said all of a sudden people started to bring their kids in. So I know the Omicron thing had a huge impact on the number of people that got vaccinated, at least in this area where I live in Washington State. And it's just sad for me to think that news scared people, because it's like, what is wrong with it? Don't they see the Black Friday? And it's just... But yeah, there still is. If you watch CNN's daily counter of total vaccinated, it's hardly moved at all in a long time. And so, I mean, there is a huge part of the country that's obviously not going to budge. But still, we got to figure out how to get that 60 some percent that are in that figure to pull their head out of their derriere. So,
yeah, for sure. Well, let's talk about something else that's kind of recent, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Have you done any coding on this one?
Now, did you notice how Jussie Smollett and Ghislaine Maxwell, how they were both guilty on 5 out of 6 charges?
Right.
Okay, so 56, right? And, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, who supposedly died during Tisha B'Av, the time of Jewish tragedy, his birthday is January 20th, 20/1, like 201. And now she gets guilty on December 29th, where 1229 is the 201st prime, right? And just to remind people, Jeffrey Epstein's full name, I think his middle name's Edward, whatever his middle name is, if it's Jeffrey Edward Epstein, whatever it is, his full name equals 322, which is the number associated with Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones in Gematria also equals 201, and they're modeled after the Knights Templar, the old military order of the Catholic Church. That's why the Templar cross is in the Jesuit logo, and the formal name for that is the Red Cross Petit, which also equals 201. Do you remember the movie The Skulls with Paul Walker that came out in 2000?
Yeah, yeah.
So think about that. They gave us a movie in Hollywood about Skull and Bones right before we got the second Skull and Bones president, George W. Bush. And Paul Walker, when that movie released, it was 201 days after his birthday. And then he died in that mysterious red Porsche accident, like how in the movie Skull and Bones gifts him a red Porsche for joining the fraternity. And he died on November 30th, where 11 plus 30 is 41, like how George Herbert Walker Bush was number 41. And if you use it with the numerology way, Skull and Bones is also 41. But and keep in mind, Yale equals 43, where Skull and Bones is at. And W was number 43. It came down to the election in Florida, where his brother was the 43rd governor, plus Florida equals 43. And his dad used to be the 43rd vice president. And then the big Catholic order that's in New Haven, Connecticut, besides just Skull and Bones, is the Knights of Columbus. They're headquartered there. So, and not to mention Connecticut equals the same thing as Catholic. You know, they both start with C's, but Yeah. So that's how all of this stuff comes together. Another example, William Henry Gates, the full name of Bill Gates. His name is 201. His dad just died 322 days after his birthday. So this is another faction of this Jesuit, the Jesuits, the Knights Templar, all these orders, essentially, You know, Skull and Bones, they all roads lead to Rome. They're all pretty much offshoots of this Catholic cabal. So,
I mean, where do you think they're going with, you know, the 5 out of 6 guilty counts and actually, you know, finding her guilty? Do you think that they're just, you know, using her as just another, you know, pawn in the game that they're playing, just to kind of sacrificial lamb again?
I've been saying this for the whole time. The whole Jeffrey Epstein is nothing but a psychological operations and a distraction. I highly doubt he's dead. A lot of people speculate he's CIA. Let's not forget Central Intelligence Agency, United States of America equals 201. And it was established September 18th, 1947, 201 days after the Pope's birthday. You know, she'll probably be off. If her and Epstein are really an item, I'm sure they'll just get paired back together wherever they are in the world, Israel, wherever they are. You know, but maybe even to mock us, they'll report that she committed suicide or was found dead in jail on August 10th. They'll just right. use the exact same date. Who knows, man? But that's how they are, too. They love to mock us. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the future they did something just like that.
For sure, yeah. I mean, there's so many things that I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, actual saying things like, you know, with the New World Order in the news, and you know, these magical numbers that you're talking about, 33201, over and over and over again. I'm wondering if they're doing it, you know, just because sometimes they get a laugh out of it, you know.
They do. Here was one of their sick jokes that they did. Do you remember when Captain Tom died in the UK?
Yes.
Okay, so again, gematria is forwards and backwards. The Jesuit order equals 201 in reverse. It equals 177 forwards. New World Order is also 177. He was knighted on July 17th. He died on his 201st day of being a knight. And he also died 56 days after the first person in the world was vaccinated for coronavirus, Maggie Keenan and William Shakespeare. But he also died one day after Burma's government fell to its military in a clear Jesuit ritual. And Captain Tom was known for the Burma campaign, which equals 56. And keep in mind, that was right before Tom Brady won the Super Bowl again. And Burma, just the word Burma alone, also has gematria of 55. That was right before Tom Brady won Super Bowl 55, just days before. So again, with regards to New World Order and these kind of rituals going on all over and bringing the same type of stuff together, again, it's just one sick joke after the next. And then William Shakespeare, who supposedly got vaccinated, he dies on Dr. Evil's birthday, Mike Myers, you know, for another joke, 56 days before the Dick Rocket launches. So
right. Now, it seems that there's a lot of, I don't know if it's parallels, but this also depends a lot on astrological positions and star signs and things of that nature. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Astrology is a huge piece of it. Here's a great example. If you go back to June 1st, 2001, there was something called Project Amalgam Virgo. Everybody look this up. Project Amalgam Virgo, the U.S. government document for the simulation is still there. Osama bin Laden's face is the cover of the document. This was 102 days before 9/11. And they say the 9/11 attack lasted 102 minutes, which, of course, is the reflection of 201. Like, once there were two towers, then there was zero, then there was one. One World Trade Center, 201. But in Jewish gematria, Al-Qaeda equals 102. Art of War, the text translated to Sun Tzu, or, you know, Art of War supposedly is written by Sun Tzu. That text was translated by a Jesuit, Father Amiot. And there's no historical record that there was ever a Sun Tzu, but we know the Catholic Church is the Sun cult. So Art of War equals 102. World War equals 102. We simulated a terrorist attack by Osama bin Laden 102 days before 9/11. The reason I'm telling you this is because they called it Amalgam Virgo. Virgo is when September 11th is, and an amalgam is a metal that's mixed with Mercury. Mercury rules Virgo. And it's just like the moon landing. The moon landing's in the time of Cancer. Cancer rules the moon. The astrological symbol for Cancer looks like 69. The moon landing's in 1969. So if I knew astrology better, I guarantee you everything I've told you today, I'd be able to give you the astrological piece of it as well. But right. Astrology is not my strong suit. I mean, I get some things, but it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, there's definitely some connections there. Something creepy to me that I recently saw the story about was the new statue at the United Nations, this beast statue, this beast of revelations. Have you done any looking into this?
Absolutely. Book? Absolutely. So for the record, the United Nations equals Jesuit order. Go figure. But the day they unveiled the statue, which is right from Daniel and Revelation, they did that on the 174th day of the Ignatian year, number of the beast, 174. So, I mean, it just couldn't be any more clear.
Man, wow. So is there any other events that stick out for you that we haven't covered? Because I want to talk about sports a little bit for the last few minutes of the show that we have. But is there any other, either political or major social events that occurred that really stick out that have gematria attached to them?
I mean, honestly, there's just a million things. So whatever's on your mind, you just keep asking me questions and I'll do my best to answer them.
Well, before we move on completely from the COVID and vaccination thing, is there anything specific you see with the vaccine push, with the boosters, any other numbers that we could talk about with that we could maybe be looking for in the news, any signs, any kind of red flags, things of that nature?
The thing that I find interesting about this word booster that they're using so much is it has gematria of 95. So does the surname Fauci. And the Jesuits were originally created to counter the 95 theses, where Martin Luther pinned the 95 theses to the door of Castle Church on October 31st, 1517. That's Halloween. Halloween equals 95. And the Jesuit response and the Catholic Church's response is known as the Counter-Reformation, which equals 95. And the original name for the Illuminati before it was renamed Order of Illuminati was the Bavarian Illuminati, which equals 95. And what else is interesting is if you write out his words, if you spell out 666, it also equals 95. And 95 weeks in a day is 666 days. And there's been a lot of stuff. Like, again, the Claydex simulation was 666 days before the pandemic was declared. Not to mention Claydex equals 113, like coronavirus pandemic equals 113. And it was declared on March 11th, 11/3, where 113 is the 30th prime and vaccine equals 30. But, for all the people out there that are saying that when they really turn up the 5G, it's going to mess with people who've been vaccinated. I have no idea if that's true. I don't make that claim, but I'm sure in time we'll all figure out one way or another if it is true. But I do think it's so interesting how they are ramping up the 5G and rolling it out in 46 more markets and the new bandwidth. And they're doing that on the 666th day of the pandemic, which is 95 weeks in a day from a beginning. So, again, that's just my one thought about the continual use of the word booster, how it kind of fits in with the whole Jesuit thing. And by the way, another great example in history of 95 in the Jesuits is Michael King Jr., who we know as Martin Luther King Jr., who named himself after the Protestant Reformation leader. He was assassinated on the 95th day of 1968, 3 days before the Club of Rome was established, but also in that year, where 911 was made the national emergency dialing code, World Trade Center construction began, coronavirus was coined, HIV was discovered, 2001 A Space Odyssey came out. That movie's essentially about the singularity, technology overtaking. Singularity equals the exact same thing as coronavirus, including that 56. But 1968 was just such a big, massive year. And not to mention, the construction firm that built the World Trade Centers is from Seattle, Washington, which equals 68, as is Boeing, who debuted their jumbo jetliner in 1968. And it's a reminder that coronavirus started in Seattle, and then it spread rapidly to New York, kind of like 9/11. So...
Well, let's look forward a little bit into 2022. Is there any dates or times or numbers or anything we should be wary of coming up in 2022?
Oh, man. So what worries me about just 2022 as a year is 22 in numerology is the master builder number. 11's the master number. 22 is the master builder. And again, just 11. We all know what happened on 9/11 in the 11th state with the buildings that look like a massive 11. shoot, I ran out of liquid. My throat's going out on me. But the pandemic was declared on the 11th of March. If I'm not mistaken, the Pfizer vaccine was approved in the U.S. on December 11th. So these are master plans. So what happens in 2022, you know, with that being the master builder number, does that mean like what we've gone through so far is just like, you know, just leading up to what I'm worried is that we're going to see a lot more governors, because we saw the Supreme Court just a month ago, you know, strike down the appeal for the vaccine mandate in New York. So that sets the precedent that there can be a lot more mandates in a lot more cities in 2022. And I'm kind of thinking that that's what we're going to see a lot of this year, just a lot more mandates. Mm-hmm. And again, once we cross January 5th, that'll be the 666th day of the pandemic. January 6th is also technically 666 days after the pandemic began, whereas January 5th is the 666th day of the supposed pandemic. But I'm thinking once we cross that line, we're going to start seeing a lot more mandates, because again, vaccination is 666 in Sumerian Gematria. So is mandatory. So is computer. So is internet. We know they're going to be doing a lot of tracking with the technology in time. So also keep in mind, next year is the year of the tiger. It starts, I think it starts in the beginning of February, end of January, somewhere around there. And that's why when I first was on with you, I was telling you, because we talked around the start of the pandemic, and I was saying, listen, man, they're putting tiger symbolism everywhere. So we know this is going through at least the year of the tiger.
Tiger King.
Exactly. Tiger King, so many things. You know, the college championship at the start of the 20 was the Clemson Tigers versus the LSU Tigers. That the lockdown in Wuhan was 76 days, where Tigers 76, just a whole bunch of stuff. Pink came out and said her child almost died from COVID, and every media showed the picture of him wearing a big tiger on his jacket. Just a whole bunch of stuff. Tiger Woods was lonely because he was isolated from coronavirus and he couldn't have his Masters dinner with the normal golfers like normal. That was a story. Just a whole bunch of tiger crap. So anyway, I'm concerned that next year is going to be the vaccine mandates, really. That's kind of my concern.
Very cool. Well, what about maybe to close out on some sporting events in 2021, or maybe future sporting events to look forward to, something that sticks out in your mind that you'd like to discuss?
You know,
see, I'm not really a sports guy, so I couldn't tell you anything about 2021 in sports.
Okay. 2021, the word Saturn has gematria of 21. 21 is the sixth triangular number. Saturn's the sixth planet from the sun, but it's also associated with its seven rings. And at the beginning of 2021, Brady got his seventh ring. Nick Saban got his seventh championship. Texas won March Madness and had a record seven teams in the tournament as a state. Baylor University, when Baylor won the college championship, they won it with 86 points days after Elgin Baylor died at age 86. Elgin Baylor's birthday was September 16th. From his birthday to the day Baylor won the championship was 201 days later. And he went to the Jesuit school, Seattle University. And the coach for Baylor, who won the championship, it was 201 days before his upcoming birthday. He also went to college in Indianapolis, the only city in America that equals 201. He went to Butler in Indianapolis. And with regards to Elgin Baylor dying at 86 and then Baylor winning with 86 points, that's interesting because the 201st Pope in the history of the church was the last French Pope, and he died on the 86th day of the year. Pope Francis became the first Jesuit Pope 86 days after his birthday. Jesuits equals 86, the plural. Downing equals 86, like 10 Downing Street, where the Jesuit order's logo is stained in the glass above the prime minister's door, kind of like a Catholic church, stained glass. And a lot of people don't even realize that the Jesuit order's logo is stained in the glass above the prime minister's door, but look it up. It's right there. And yeah, so their massive 201 ritual with the college basketball championship in Indianapolis. Brady throws for 201 yards in the Super Bowl, defeating the Chiefs. The NBA championship ends with Milwaukee on the 201st day of the year. In tennis, Novak Djokovic, we said at the beginning of the year he was going to win all four majors and become the first ever player to win 21. Well, in the last tournament, he came in second place. So he only won three out of the four. But now the three greatest tennis players ever all tied at 20. I'm a little bit surprised Novak didn't become the first ever to get to 21 and 21. But for people who want to know about Novak Djokovic, again, his name equals 53. He always dominates when 53 is on the board. This was the 53rd ever year of the tennis tournaments where it had the arrangement it does with the four big tournaments. This was the 53rd year of that. That's why we thought it would be his year. He won Wimbledon, the biggest of those events, 53 days after his birthday. He's done that before. What else am I forgetting? I have an article out. If you want to read Vice News' hit piece on me from 2017, they made fun of my work on hurricanes and sports because I educate about how weather warfare was first admitted to in 1952 and how flood equals 52, earth 52, hurricane 52. The year the Astros won the World Series, Matt Harvey was the first pitcher to pitch in Houston after the flooding of Harvey, which happened on a 52-date numerology, and he pitched 52 days before the World Series. Well, this year, the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup, winning their 52nd game of the shortened coronavirus season to win the cup on the same day the hurricane passed through Tampa. And the thing is, last year, they won the Stanley Cup as well. Remember, Tom Brady went to Tampa, and then Tampa won the Stanley Cup. They went to the World Series. They won the Super Bowl. The first time they won the Stanley Cup, they're called the Tampa Bay Lightning. In Gematria, lightning equals 44. This year, the team with lightning bolts on their helmet is hosting the Super Bowl on the 44th day of the year. But lightning equals 44, and last year when they won it was exactly 44 days after lightning burned up Tom Brady's hometown in the Bay Area with a lightning storm, and that was on August 15th, the Jesuit Order's birthday, when the first act of weather warfare ever admitted to was in the UK on August 15th, 1952. So, you know, it's just a reminder that military equals 44, HAARP equals 44, the technology that can influence weather. And you know what? I mean, when they're even telling us that lightning is starting to start, I don't even know that's true. I mean, how do I know some asshole's not in the woods just setting fires? Right. I mean, I don't know what they're really up to. So, but I do know that we said, look at that. Tom Brady's town burned up 44 days ago. This looks like the perfect day for the Lightning to win the Stanley Cup. We had that mapped out before it happened. And today, and this year, when we saw that the hurricane was passing through Tampa and Tampa could close out the season winning their 52nd game, we said, we know this is what they're doing. So, I mean, for all the people out there who think it's bullshit, well, you're not the people collecting betting slips and collecting payments off this. And I'm not saying it's good to win money off knowing that the world's being destroyed by a bunch of Jesuit assholes. But the point is, the work backs itself up season after season, year after year, from sports to news. You can just see how it's all connected.
At some levels, the athletes must be involved, you know, I mean at higher levels at least, right?
Absolutely. 100%, man. Look at how much they're paid. Look at how much they're paid. Who's to say they're not signing NDAs? A lot of them are born into it. Their dads were in the league. You know, half these players that are 7 feet tall in the NBA, they supposedly don't know who their dad. I mean, how many people have the genetics to make a 7-foot child? So, again, yeah. It's obvious shenanigans.
Oh, man. That is fascinating. Every time you come on, mind blown. Zach, before you head out, I know you had to make like 150 different YouTube channels. What are you on now? What is your YouTube right now?
Well, I've switched up my strategy, and it's kept a couple channels up because I'm realizing once I get to two strikes, it's time to just leave the channel behind and start the next one. So I'm currently posting on Gematria Effect News 24, but for the time being, Gematria Effect News 23 and 22 are still up. I probably won't post on those anymore, but it's kept the videos up because it's frustrating getting all your work flushed down the toilet. But Gematria Effect News 24 is working with one strike on it right now, so it gets one more. I'll move on to Gematria Effect News 25 and so on.
Hey, as long as we could keep getting the information, as long as it's working for you, that's great. Well, Zach, thanks for coming on again, and definitely have to have you back on for some updates in the future, my friend.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Till next time, everyone. Have an excellent evening. Talk again soon.
Yeah.